This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Nationally, this year may be shaping up to be a watershed moment for women running for elected office. A record number of women are running for Congress, even more candidates statewide and in state houses. How does Ohio measure up comparatively? Joining us this week is Barbara Palmer, a professor of political science at Baldwin Wallace and the founder and executive director of the BW Center for Women and Politics of Ohio. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start at the congressional level in Ohio. There are two women, both Democrats, running this year, both in Northeast Ohio. In the 14th District, Betsy Rader seems to be getting some traction challenging incumbent Republican Dave Joyce.
Yeah, it's a really interesting race. I still think it's important to keep in mind that it's still a gerrymander district. The race is still rated as likely Republican. But it is really interesting that she's getting traction. You know, again, I think this has to do with this blue wave that some people are expecting to hit the rest of the country. If that happens, then, you know, she's got a shot, but I think it's highly unlikely.
In a race like this, I think the way to look at traction is potentially that the incumbent, who is pretty comfortable in his seat, has been easily reelected the last few times. He's actually this time running attack ads against his opponent.
Yeah, and that might seem like overkill. On the other hand, if you're a smart incumbent, you know that the minute you start taking a race for granted, whether you are a female or male incumbent, the minute you take it for granted, voters can sniff that out. And so you don't want to be perceived as having it in the bag or assuming that you're going to win, because that's when you start running into trouble. And so I think the fact that he's running attack ads is his insurance policy.
It's a little bit of a different story in the 16th district. There's an open seat there. The Republican in the race, Anthony Gonzalez, has raised more than $1 million. The Democrat, Susan Palmer, no relation, I assume.
No relation.
She's raised less than $100,000. Now, this is a gerrymandered district, but still, her campaign really seems to be struggling.
You know, I think you've, you know, hit the nail on the head there, in that it is still a very gerrymandered district. As far as I know, the race is still rated, you know, most likely is going to elect a Republican. And so in those races, you know, people don't want to waste their money. You know, why should you throw your money at a candidate that you know is going to lose?
I want to look at the flip side of campaign finance, not just who's raising how much, but where the money is coming from. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, at least on the Democratic side, women have succeeded with financial support coming from women.
Yeah, what's really interesting this year is we, in addition to seeing a spike in the number of women running, we are seeing a spike in the number of women giving and how much they're giving. When you look over time, there's some really interesting dynamics going on in campaign finance. Since the 90s, quite surprisingly, female candidates actually raise, on average, more than their male counterparts. And this is true whether we're talking about female incumbents or female challengers or in open seats. And women's PACs play part of a role in this. But typically, female candidates do get more of their money from women, but women tend to give less, which means they just have to scramble more to get more people to give to their candidates, to their campaigns. So this year, what we're seeing is a huge increase in the number of women who are contributing. And I believe that women are going to be making almost 40% of all contributors will be female this year.
What about the gender inequity within the parties? It seems that, as you say, the majority of women are running in Ohio are Democrats. Where are the Republican women?
You know, that's a really good question. The bottom line is neither party makes recruiting female candidates a priority. That's just the bottom line. Both parties are great at giving lip service to this. And if you talk to party leaders, they will say, yes, you know, recruiting women is important. But that's about it. However, we do know that when women run, they do win just as often as men. And in fact, in the Ohio primaries, female candidates had spectacularly high success rates. So women were actually doing better than the men.
Barbara Palmer is a political science professor and the founder and executive director of the Center for Women and Politics of Ohio at Baldwin Wallace. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.